This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will head to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Thursday. Civil unrest has caused significant damage and destruction to the city after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, last week. Another shooting followed when a white teenage vigilante shot three people during the protests, killing two of them. The suspect claimed to be in Kenosha in order to protect businesses during the unrest. The former vice president will hold a community meeting with the theme of healing. President Donald Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, touring the damage left behind by the demonstrations and voicing strong support for law enforcement. The president and former vice president's visits highlight Wisconsin as a critical battleground state during the election. Another battleground state, Pennsylvania. President Trump is scheduled to make a campaign stop in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, on Thursday. The Kremlin rejects accusations that Russia is responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. A spokesman adding it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over the case. The Kremlin makes a statement a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.